Privilege now to visit with the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association. We have the Executive Director, Elaine Carlson, and Tammy Van Meter with us this morning. Elaine, how are you?
I'm wonderful on this beautiful Monday.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is.
Gorgeous day outside.
It's a great way to start the week.
You should take a chair and sit right out on the front walk and just sit on the square and
I should,
enjoy the weather.
You and Tammy
could sit out there side by side.
She has actually that front view always.
She has a great view right
there. I do not. So
pull that
I
mic
have
up
to
a little closer, Tammy. Yeah.
Okay. I have to come out there and pretend I've got business to take care of out front so I can get a glimpse of what the weather is.
I think you should do it. I don't know. Maybe go sit on the stage.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
Take a desk out and set it up.
Yeah.
It's nice. How are things going at the chamber?
It's busy. It's always busy, but, you know, this time of year, as I've said before, we hit January and we're off and running, and not until after Junction Days do we have a little reprieve, so.
And that's where we're headed now, right?
We're getting there quicker
headlong into that. So, Tammy, what's going on? Tell me, you have the best view.
I sure do. I get to see the beautiful
right
town square
and
every day and get to see what the beautiful weather's like. And, yeah, love it.
What's the most exciting thing you're going to do today other than visit with me?
Well, that's going to be hard. It's
all downhill from here. I know that.
It's going to be hard to change.
I recognize that. So.
Well, I'm just working on the weekly communicator, so getting that out so that it goes out on Wednesday. And, of course, we're starting to work on this big thing this summer that's called Junction Days. We'll be doing a few of that stuff, and just whoever walks through our door, we're happy to help them out. And so that's probably what I'll be doing today.
There you go. There to visit with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Make things happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's start with our board meeting update. Do we have an update from that, Elaine?
Just regular business. You know, we still have the house, building trades home on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Finalized paperwork with SWCC on that. So we officially own that home now and continue to promote it through our realtor.
Mm-hmm.
So
how would one see that if they wanted to look at it?
Well, you can always go to our website, and you can see some pictures there. But Chris Amos currently is the listing agent for the home. And you can contact her. And or if you're working through another realtor, they can also show you that home.
Yep.
So,
but it's ready to go.
Ready to go.
Okay.
This is great moving weather, too, don't you think?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You could get in there now,
uh-huh.
get moved in, get settled in, get the lawn, just work on the lawn, get some stuff planted. I mean, perfect time.
The yard, we will be seeding it here once the weather is, you know, cooperating with spring.
There you go.
But, spring cleanup is coming up, citywide spring cleanup, mm-hmm. so you could, you know, start packing your boxes, get rid of the stuff you don't need.
See,
or
it's the
want.
Perfect time.
There's places you can donate some of those things. If it's a get rid of pile, you can do that too. So
I ended up in that pile with Melanie one time, and I'm just kidding.
Well,
I joke that I have to keep moving because if I sit still for long, it's like if it's not nailed down, she gets rid of it. So.
She gets rid of it.
So I have to keep moving.
Well,
so
that sounds like you're busy all the time when you're home.
Anything else from the meeting that we need to be aware of?
We just recapped the Ag Appreciation Dinner. Was a great turnout. Once again, the weather kind of was trying to be persnickety
mm-hmm.
right before. It was a little bit of some mixed freezing rain and things, but did not detour people. Everybody enjoyed the comedian, and again, it was a delicious meal served and by Brenda Allensworth or Verba and the cattleman. And we had guest servers that were helping to serve the meal, which was the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation mm-hmm. group, so we appreciated their help. The ambassadors helped out as well with the adult beverages for the evening, and of course our rural commerce, that's the group that puts all the work into the event, and did a great job. So
a great event.
It was a great event.
Okay.
Well attended.
New members, do we have new members we need to mention?
Well, so I was not here last month. I was on vacation, so I'm going to backtrack here.
Let's do it.
So we would like to welcome officially Woodbridge Townhomes. They're on Misty Lane, located in the Woodland Hills development. Holly Hesser manages the luxury townhomes, and she is the contact. So if you want more information about those homes, you can reach out to us at the Chamber. Go to our website to see their business listing, and those two locations will be able to point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Fix a Fence. I don't know if you've seen. The owner is Casey Check. And I see his vehicle all over town now. He's been very busy. So it's a family-owned business. They put God first in all they do. They take an enormous amount of pride in their work. And the type of fencing he does is commercial, residential, agricultural types of fencing. He also is a repair specialist. So if you have a fence that's in good shape, but maybe have like a weak spot or something that's happened to it, he's the guy to call, because that's hard to find as someone that's going to fix an existing fence. But he's a specialist in that. As well as new installation of vinyl, chain link, wood. You dream it, they'll build it.
There you go.
That's Casey's motto.
Fix a fence. Okay.
Switch, Lake and Foundation Training Hub, Southwest Iowa Technical Career Hub. Director Katie Lewis leads that collaborative education campus, and where they partner with different organizations to bring their expertise to support regional skills training and workforce development. So if you have not checked out Switch or want to know more about it, you can go to our website, look at their business listing. But you can also go to their website to learn more what Katie has got going on there.
Okay. You betcha. And wish her happy birthday today.
Yes, okay. I heard that. Yeah. Happy birthday, Katie.
You bet.
So.
Okay.
All right. The Farmer's Daughter's Flowers. Owners Rod and Stacy Burge have multiple locations in Sydney, Glenwood, and Shenandoah. The Farmer's Daughter's Flowers is a full-service floral and home decor store proudly serving Red Oak and the surrounding Southwest Iowa communities. So they specialize in fresh, beautiful flowers for every occasion, including everyday arrangements, sympathy tributes, weddings, and life's most meaningful moments. Their shop also features a thoughtfully curated selection of houseplants, unique home decor, gifts, and antiques. So check them out. I know that they deliver here locally on a weekly basis. So
okay.
They were very complimentary of the things that we have going on here with the Chamber, but also in Red Oak, and wanted to be a part of that. So,
well, thank you for that.
Absolutely. The last welcome I'd like to give a shout out to is Los Hills Landfill. Montgomery County Transfer Station has chosen to invest in the Red Oak Chamber. So we welcome them.
Thanks to those folks. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Elaine Carlson and Tammy Van Meter with me from the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association. Can we talk about the golf tournament?
Let's talk about the golf tournament.
Tammy, tell me, this thing is going to be here. Honestly, before you know how quickly it passes?
Yes.
We're going to think, oh my goodness. So you need to.
Yeah, Thursday, May 21st is our 18-hole best ball golf tournament, and it's our 33rd annual. So we've been doing that for several years now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So the shotgun start will start at 12:30. You'll have cart rentals, and lunch will be available at the country club for an extra charge. But your registration includes your dinner to follow the tournament.
Okay.
The cost for this tournament is $75 per person if you just want to join as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's $300 for a team of four. So
put a team together.
Yep.
Put a team together. How does one register for the tournament? What's the proper thing to do, Tammy?
Well, they can give us a call at the Chamber at 712-623-4821. They can email me at info@redoakiowa.com. Those would be the two. Otherwise, you can register online at www.redoakiowa.com, and there will be a link there to register for that. So
okay. sponsors do we need to recognize? And are sponsorships available for anything in this? Or tell me where we're at with all that.
We've already secured our sponsors.
Yep.
If you wanted to sponsor, you know, some sort of raffle or something, yeah, give us a call.
Yeah, okay. But let's talk about the sponsors that we need to recognize this morning.
Yeah, definitely. Our gold sponsor is Town and Country Sanitation. Our bronze sponsor is Building Crafts. And our whole sponsors this year is AgriVision Equipment Group, Bank Iowa, Belt Auto and Trailer Sales, Billings and Minson Law Firm, Bungie, Visual Edge Inc., Fairway Meat and Grocery, FMTC, H&R Block, Houghton State Bank, Hy-Vee, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics, Milestone Financial Group, Inc., Montgomery County Hospital and Montgomery County Pharmacy, Seligman Lindell DeMars Funeral Chapel, and State Farm Insurance, and last is the Subway here in Red Oak. So
thank you to all of those businesses.
All of those sponsors. So we couldn't do it without them.
You know, it doesn't work without them, that's for sure. So, and it goes to support the chamber, but really, all you have to do is go have fun,
exactly.
Right? I mean, if you enjoy golfing,
and you're in charge of the weather, right?
We'll wait and see. If it's really nice, yes.
Yeah.
If it's really bad, I'll blame it on someone else. So we'll wait and see. That's the way you do that.
Yeah, I know in the past they've had a lot of fun with this tournament, so
yeah.
This year's going to be the same way.
Just go have fun,
exactly.
Right? I mean, it's just...
Everybody's anxious to get out on that golf course this time of year, right?
I've seen some people out, going by. I've seen people out.
Yeah.
So are you a golfer, Elaine?
I have not golfed for quite a while. And I'm not someone that you want to be golfing behind. How's that?
I understand. Tammy, how about you?
Absolutely not. I am a good cheerleader. Yep, I can drive the cart, but
emphatically, no.
Nope.
Not a golfer.
I putt-putt golfed once, and that did not go over well. So
yeah.
I figured that I better just drive the cart.
Yeah. I've said, too, that if you're – the only people that are really safe, if you're directly in the middle of the fairway where I'm trying to go, you're perfectly safe.
Yeah.
But if you're on a fairway either side or even, like you said, Elaine, behind,
yeah.
You better watch out because it could go anywhere. So
yeah.
I understand. But it is a great thing to do, and it's a lot of fun. 33 – this will be the 33rd annual.
It sure is.
Okay.
Yep.
How do people register? Do they call the chamber?
Yep.
Go. How do they do it?
So they can either call the chamber, 712-623-4821, and talk to myself or Elaine. We can get you registered. You can register online at www.redoakiowa.com, and there should be a link on that page for you to click on and register there. Otherwise, you can also email me at info@redoakiowa.com if you just want to email me and give me the information,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get you signed up and...
Do I have to have my team completely assembled to register?
No.
I mean, I could just say I'm going to have a team and register my team, and then I can deal with that.
Right.
Is there a deadline? This could fill up, right? I mean, will you cap it at a certain number?
We do. We cap it at 20 teams because,
it gets too
long.
Yeah.
And, it's a shotgun start, like Tammy had mentioned earlier at 12:30, so
uh-huh.
we don't want it to be run until 12:30 that night.
Yes,
so,
I got you.
But yeah, it does fill up quickly, but we do have those that, you know, as you brought up, that maybe there's only three of them and
mm-hmm.
they're looking for a fourth. That's why it's important that if you want to play but you aren't going to organize a team, you know, you can register as a golfer. We'll get you matched up.
Yep.
With another team that has an opening, or maybe it's just two of you, and
okay.
We just want you to have fun.
Yeah,
they can also stop in at the office too if they want to register, just face to face with
and
me.
Visit and have a good time. You bet.
And,
okay,
and we give out prizes.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah, we give out prizes.
All the more reason to register
and
participate. It's going to be May 21st, so do it sooner rather than later.
Correct.
Okay, you have both alluded to this earlier, and everyone knows Junction Days is upcoming. So, we have announcements.
We do.
Let's start with the Junction Days theme. What is our theme? Look at this. Oh, look at that. Can I go? Can you go?
Do you want to announce it?
Yes.
All right, Aaron.
I wish I had some music here to go with this. Mm. So, it's Red Oak Junction Days 2026. Where Freedom Soars. And it has this really patriotic, like red oak with red, white, and blue. Yep. It's got a plane, and it says 250 on there because it's our 250th anniversary.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Red oak, I love this, Where Freedom Soars.
So we've had our Grand Marshal in mind for a while.
Okay.
And so this just all tied in together. Yep. And, in fact, we were talking about him last year. So that's kind of, and it makes sense with our country celebrating 250 years, right?
Yes.
And shout out to KP Designs, Cassandra does an amazing job. I'm not artistic at all, but I can come up with ideas for her and Bo, and they can create them. That's what I love. But it just has this vintage look.
It does.
And we're just very excited about it. Our T-shirts are going to be a navy blue this year.
Yeah.
So with this logo on there,
this is going to be really cool.
Great
on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one. Okay.
So do you want to know who our Grand Marshal is?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Did you I don't have a drum roll. I should have given you a heads up on that.
Or I should have read my notes, but yeah. So who do you...
Well, there's that. If you don't do your homework, Norm Yeager.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Well, congratulations, Norm.
Let me tell you.
Yes. Talk to me about it.
It was not easy convincing him. He is a very, very humble man. He was very appreciative. He could not believe he was chosen for this. He says, I don't deserve this. I mean, he was telling me everything. I get him just about there to accept, and then he'd pull back. And, I mean, this was a long conversation, but...
Yeah, more like an hour conversation, hour or two conversation. So.
Sweet, sweet man. Sweet, yeah. And
humble.
Very well-deserved, very humbling to him. And so I would have loved to have brought him out here today. So that's my next conversation.
Let's do that.
Yes, talking to him and bringing him out, because he is just a wealth of information and story upon story. And I just am very, very excited. We are very excited to have him represent Red Oak this Junction Days.
Yeah. Red Oak Junction Days with this nice patriotic Red Oak,
mm-hmm.
where freedom soars. You have the airplane with the 250, and Norm Yeager is the Grand Marshal. That's so cool. I like it. Very cool.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Norm, on that. So.
Yep. So I'll get with Norm, and then because if I have to somehow set up something that he thinks we're going for coffee and we come out here, I don't know what it would be.
You're going to kidnap him.
Now, if he's listening right now, he's not going to be able to.
You just ruined that.
Yeah. No, I'll get him coerced to come out, and because I think, and not for me to be here, but I will be here with him. But
yeah,
you need to interview him.
I would love an amazing, pretty remarkable individual.
Absolutely.
Absolutely would love to have the opportunity to visit with him. So that's cool. Well, great deal. So now planning is like full steam ahead with Junction Days, right?
It is.
Theme.
Yep.
Grand Marshal. What's it going to look like this year? Is it going to be similar to past years, or do you know at this point?
Well, similar.
We're always
tweaking things, Aaron.
Sure. Sure.
You know, adding different things. Things pop up.
Yeah.
You know, too. And sometimes we are contacted by an organization saying, "Hey, we'd really like to participate in Junction Days. We'd like to offer this event or, you know, activity," and we welcome that. We want that. We want, you know, the goal is something for everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are those highlights of the whole weekend. You know, the parade obviously is one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that, anyone who's celebrating a milestone anniversary, this is the time of year that we recognize those folks, those organizations, those businesses. So reach out to Tammy or myself, and let's get you. We do, you know, continue to have a list of those folks that will reach out from previous years that we know it's a milestone.
Right.
But there's a lot out there that haven't told us, you know, how many years they may be in business or been together. that we need to recognize, because we have a lot to be proud of around here, and that continuity and longevity is one of those important pieces of a community growing and continuing. So
reach out. If you have a great idea too, let you know.
Absolutely.
You can take that great idea and make something happen with it. Absolutely.
And if you want to volunteer.
There you go. Reach out.
Lots of opportunities for that. So
how can people get in touch with the chamber? Right thing to do is what? Stop by. That's number one.
Stop by.
Stop by and say hi.
I love those face-to-face conversations. Yes. We love those face-to-face. Yep. And whether it's you got a question, you got an idea that you want to help with, we get those folks that come in and say, you should do this. Well, we're two people.
Right.
Not to say that we wouldn't say, hey, that's a great idea. Can you help us with it?
You want to chair the committee?
Yeah, exactly. So, first off, face-to-face conversations, that's great. We're both out and about in different, parts of the community and surrounding area at different times of the week. So, take us aside, stop in, give us a call, email us, whatever's easiest.
Okay.
So,
absolutely. There you go. What's the rest of your day hold now, Tammy, after this, after our visit?
Well,
you're going to work on the weekly communicator.
I am.
Yeah. And planning now.
Yes.
Since it's all out there, when will the shirts be ready to go?
We will start promoting pre-orders.
Yes.
That just is easier than us kind of becoming a department store for a short term. And we've got it worked out with Van Brands, Janelle. They all do a great job down there. So we will start taking pre-orders here very soon.
Okay.
So you'll see that popping up on our website as well as social media.
There you go.
So
Be on the lookout for that. What else do we need to cover, Elaine? Elaine Carlson, Tammy Van Meter with me from the Red Oak Chamber and Industry Association.
Well, for today, I think that's it.
Okay.
We've got lots of work yet to do, so we'll keep you informed.
Red Oak Junction Days, where freedom soars. Love it. Norm Yeager, congratulations.
Yep.
Very cool. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nice to see you both. Pleasure to visit with you. Again, I think go over to the stage and set up a desk over there today. It's 67 degrees.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
KCSI-FM.